Hey everyone, welcome. This is Quinn, episode 97 of Q&A, and today I have a question for you guys. Are you judgmental of people's websites? Are you judgmental of people's online properties, of their domains, some stuff like that? And the reason why I'm asking this is because I realized that I am judgmental when it comes to people's domains and their pages, their websites. I just before I started recording, there was a comment on the podcast, on the blog for the podcast. And the comment was, of course, it was just one of those spam comments from one of the SEO companies or something like that. But it said, I noticed that you have duplicate content on your blog, and that's why you don't rank high on Google. I could help you out with that. I have the perfect tool to help you out. And then, of course, the signature had the link to this person's site. And it was something like amelia.scene.wix.com. As soon as I saw that Wix.com, I thought to myself, if they were offering me money for free and I had nothing to do, I would more than likely turn it down just because I'm so turned off by anything like that. The other day there was a question on Facebook, and it was a legit question. Somebody was actually wanting to know, what platform do you prefer, Shopify or Wix? And I was going to go and put a silly comment like, is this a real question? By the time I got there, there were over 50 answers to that. And these people were actually taking the time to put a real answer there. And then is when I realized maybe that person doesn't really know. So to ask this for real, maybe they don't know the differences. But the people that were answering would know the difference. And there was, out of those 50 comments, I saw, I don't know, 20? The preferred Wix? How can that be? Man. But it's not the only time. I've noticed just the other day somebody posted something about, can you please check my sites? He had shown somebody his portfolio as a web designer, web developer, and he shared his portfolio with somebody that he was trying to sell a website to. And then this person ended up not buying from him, and he was asking people's opinions on why they think he didn't buy from him. And when he shared his portfolio, was at it on a .co. Automatically, without even clicking the link, I thought, well, if he thinks like me, he would never buy after seeing that it's a .co. So is it just me? Am I so judgmental that I can't see past the .wix.com or the .co? Or, you know, I can get along with a site that has a .info, and even, of course, like a .ca, if it's a Canadian company, I still don't love it, and I own 3 .cas, and I still don't love it, and I don't love my own, right? Because I find that it will never be the original, even if, you know, if I had a great domain name, even if, of course, this wouldn't work, but even if I had YouTube.ca, if I owned it, it would never be the original, right? Even so, if you have a brand and your brand is called onlinemarketer.co, for instance, and you develop the branding for your, what was the name I created? Onlinemarketer.co. You develop your online marketing for that, and you grow that platform, and just to know that 50% of your traffic or more is going to go online and type onlinemarketer.com. They're not going to type the .co. So half of the people or more are going to go to the .com. And by then, if you're not trademarked and all of that, the .com may be a competitor. And actually, if you don't have the .com, that means that they registered before you did. So they may somehow have the right of first use, which is something that comes with, it's a sort of grandfathered in trademarking. It's very complicated, and of course, I'm not a trademark lawyer or anything like that, but I know that comes into play. So it's just, I would never do that to myself. Get a domain name that is not a .com, and trust me, I have several domain names that are not .com that I use for particular reasons. For instance, like one of them, the .ca is what I use, but I own the .com as well. I just have the .com forwarding to the .ca, and because it is a Canadian business. But I do own the .com as well. It's just so nobody else will go and take it. And that's it. So let me know, what kind of pet peeves do you guys have? What kind of, judgmental feelings do you have towards any person's online, you know, online business, their online properties, their online, their domains, websites, landing pages, ClickFunnels, whatever it is? Let me know. Contact me and let me know. We'll share it here. Maybe I'll interview you for the podcast if you want, and we'll find out what your pet peeves are. All right. Thanks, everybody. I hope you enjoyed, and this one was just a bit of fun, and maybe to get some interaction with you guys. All right. Thank you.